A poison is a substance that has toxic effects and may injure you or make you sick if you are exposed to it. Poisons can be found everywhere, from simple household cleaners to cosmetics to houseplants to industrial chemicals. Even medicines that are taken in the wrong dose, at the wrong time, or by the wrong person can cause a toxic effect. Poisonous substances can hurt you if they are swallowed, inhaled, spilled on your skin, or splashed in your eyes. Generally, any product that gives off fumes or is an aerosol that can be inhaled should be considered a possible poison. More than 90% of poisonings occur in the home. Young children have the highest risk of poisoning because of their natural curiosity. More than half of poisonings in children occur in those who are younger than age 6. Some children will swallow just about anything, including unappetizing substances that are poisonous. When in doubt, assume the worst. Always believe a child or a witness, such as another child or a brother or sister, who reports that poison has been swallowed. Many poisonings occur when an adult who is using a poisonous product around children becomes distracted by the doorbell, a telephone, or some other interruption. Teenagers also have an increased risk of poisonings, both accidental and intentional, because of their risk-taking behavior. Some teens experiment with poisonous substances, such as by sniffing toxic glues, or inhaling aerosol substances to get high. About half of all poisonings in teens are classified as suicide attempts, which always require medical evaluation. Adults, especially older adults, are at risk for accidental and intentional poisonings. Possible sources of poisoning include alcohol and illegal drugs, gas leaks, such as exhaust leaks from heaters and stoves and automobile exhaust, medicines, such as acetaminophen, antibiotics, cough and cold remedies, vitamins, pain relievers, sleeping pills, and tranquilizers, household cleaning supplies and other substances, such as cosmetics, antifreeze, windshield cleaner, gardening products, and paint thinners, and herbal products. The symptoms of a suspected poisoning may vary depending on the person's age, the type of poisonous substance, the amount of poison involved, and how much time has passed since the poisoning occurred. Some common symptoms that might indicate a poisoning include nausea and vomiting, cramps, throat pain, drooling, sudden sleepiness, confusion, or decreased alertness, anxiousness, nervousness, irritability, or tremors, seizures, substance residue or burn around the mouth, teeth, or eyes, or on the skin, difficulty breathing, and headache.
How can you treat poisoning at home?
Call a poison control center, hospital, or doctor immediately. The United States National Poison Control Hotline number is 1-800-222-1222. Have the poison container with you so you can give complete information to the poison control center. Do not try to cause vomiting. If your poison control center recommends vomiting for a specific substance, follow their guidelines. The poison control center will be able to help you quickly if you have the following information ready: your name and phone number, the name, age, weight, and health status of the person who has been poisoned, the type of product that caused the poisoning. Read the brand name as it is written on the label. Include the list of ingredients and the company name and contact number if it is available on the label. You should also be able to tell how much of the product was involved in the poisoning and the type of poison exposure. Be able to say whether the poison was swallowed, inhaled, or in contact with the eyes or skin. You may also be asked when the poisoning occurred, whether the person vomited, and what first aid measures you have already taken. Finally, you may be asked your location and how far you are from an emergency medical facility. If the Poison Control Center recommends medical evaluation, take the product container or substance and any stomach contents that the person vomited to help doctors determine the seriousness of the poisoning. It is important that you do not use syrup of ipecac. It is no longer used to treat poisonings. If you have syrup of ipecac in your home, flush it down the toilet and throw away the container. Do not store anything else in the container. Follow the instructions you received from your doctor or the Poison Control Center about seeking medical evaluation. Prevention. About 80% of poisonings occur in children who are between the ages of 1 and 4 years. Develop poison prevention habits early, before your child is crawling. Babies grow so fast that sometimes they are crawling and walking before you have time to protect them. The following general tips will help prevent poisoning. Never leave a poisonous product unattended around children, even for a moment. Many poisonings occur when an adult who is using a poisonous product becomes distracted by the doorbell, a telephone, or some other interruption. Be aware of common substances that are poisonous, such as houseplants and cosmetics. Use childproof latches on your cupboards. Keep products in their original containers. Never store poisonous products in food containers. Never leave alcohol within sight or reach of a child. Read product labels for caution statements, how to use the product correctly, and first aid instructions. Keep the number of your local poison control center near your phone. Talk with your doctor about including activated charcoal in your first aid supplies at home. Activated charcoal reduces the toxic effect of some poisons. Here are some tips to help you avoid problems from household poisons. Do not keep poisons such as drain cleaner, oven cleaner, or plant food under your kitchen sink. Keep them out of the sight and reach of children. Dishwasher detergent is especially dangerous. Have your home tested for levels of lead if any older leaded paints may still be present. Some house or garden plants and the chemicals used to care for them, such as fertilizers, can be poisonous if ingested. Be sure to teach your children not to play with them. The next few tips will help you avoid poisoning from alcohol. Keep alcohol out of the sight and reach of children. Educate your children about the effects of alcohol and medicines. Encourage your teenager to avoid alcohol and drugs. Provide non-alcoholic beverages at parties and meals. Don't give your children the impression that adults need to drink alcohol in order to have a good time. And to avoid poisoning from medicines, follow these tips. Put all medicines and vitamins out of the sight and reach of children. Acetaminophen, such as Tylenol or Panadol, is a common source of childhood poisoning. Never call medicines candy. Keep medicines in their original labeled containers. Buy non-prescription medicine in child-resistant packages. If you're taking medicine, try to take it out of the sight of children. Don't regularly use medicines to sleep, lose weight, or relax. Try to find non-drug solutions. Check the label on the bottle each time you take a medicine to make sure you're taking the correct one. Check the expiration dates on medicines and discard old medicines by flushing them down the toilet.